signal you are receiving is coming from deep inside of FEMA Region 1, well within the battle lines of the municipal corporation known as the Commonwealth of Taxachusetts, radiating out to the darkest corners of Al Gore's internet from our secret broadcast bunker, cleverly disguised as a middle-class living room. This is Red Pill Politics. Good evening and happy Saturday, all y'all. Welcome to your second dose of Red Pill Politics. For those that are just tuning in, this is a Red Pill Politics show. I am your opinionated host, Dave Kopass, and we are coming at you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. We are a listener-funded network, and we would really like it if you would share. All right, find some shows you like and share them out there. Get other people connected, plugged into what we're doing here. Stop by on your way out, hit that donation button. And I'm going to tell you, if you've been reticent and apprehensive and say, oh, you know, what would my little donation do? A lot, because there's a lot of people that probably say that. And those, even $5 at a time, $10 at a time, all right, they add up. These services nickel and dime me to death. I can only imagine. I see what I do on a shoestring budget, and there's no way you're going to do it free. And now multiply that to the scale of this network, and it's incredible. If you appreciate getting unfiltered news, you're going to have to invest in this. If it's going to be a part of an intellectual resource, it's got to be worth investing in. So whatever you can do, please know that your donation is going to go to a good cause, and specifically right to the services that allow us to reach out to as many people as possible. So do what you can and share the love. Now, I was talking about the fear porn and all the crap that they were coming out with when they were shutting down natural gas and fracking. Now, as I said, I acknowledge there were some bad apples out there that were just greedy, took advantage, weren't using precautions, and did things that caused damage. Right, they did cause harm, injury, or loss to the life, liberty, or property of others. Luckily, we got a constitution with due process that said that those people can be made whole again. That the people that committed those crimes, it can be known, we can deal with it, and it won't happen to other people. See, there is actual processes and procedures, constitutional ones at that, that existed at that time. But this wasn't about that, all right? It isn't that the United States had to have the actual resource, the oil and the crude and everything. They just needed to control the tap, all right? So whatever nation had, fuel in it, it had resources, through our foreign policy, we had to try to control the tap. Through domestic policy, we had to do the same thing here. Well, natural gas is something that's created not by dinosaurs, just regular plant matter and things like that that are decaying in the ground. And it happens, and then there's regions of this country. I mean, not a lot, everyone can't get their mind around this, but, I want you to know that the gas just oozes out of the ground. In the Gulf of Mexico, there's places, you look and it literally bubbles up from the ocean floor. So it isn't like, if we stop harvesting it, it's going to just miraculously go away. As a matter of fact, there's a line of evidence that says that if we do find efficient, safe ways of harvesting it, that it's not just going to go into the atmosphere, which is exactly where they say that they don't want it to go. So, You know, these things are a lot to show. Dig into the science, and I'm telling you, folks, you do not have to be a scientist most of the time. There's people out there that do valid research. There's junk science, too, galore. And you've got to use discernment. But there are people that know their stuff and have published material, you know, that's fully accessible. And, you know, dig into it and ask questions. Especially the stuff that involves science. You know, mean, median, and mode. You can take the same, you know, set of data, and depending on how you present it, can tell three different stories. So we've got to dig into this. It's usually only paper thin, and you start seeing trouble. But definitely look a little deeper. We got another call here. We are doing pretty good. We're staying right on target. Pat from Texas. How are you tonight, Pat?
Hi. Pretty good, except for the heat. You know, they only talk about global warming in the summer. They don't talk about it when they cause our, like the freeze we had in Texas by Obama shutting down our biggest coal-powered plant.
Yeah, the big waves of brownouts because of that.
Well, you're right about about what you're talking about. But I wanted, well, no, if I talk. They plan on getting what they call net zero by 2050. It's zero fuel. And they really think that they can do it, or they want you to think that, you know, but anthropogenic global warming caused by mankind. We could just get rid of them critters and the cows and all that. See? And they're actually planning having to not use that kind of fuel that we're using, you know, in 2050.
Yes, yeah, that's a plan that they've had out there. They're just kind of dribbling out some minor details right now. But we knew years ago with Agenda 21. And then it turned to Agenda 2030, and now we're seeing a ramp-up of that. And if you noticed, the World Economic Forum and the powers that be said they're going to have to ramp up the timeline. It's because they're getting noteworthy resistance, finally, from this. Now, look what's going on over in the Netherlands, over there in Dutch country. The farmers over there are being told by their government that they're expecting them to put down 30% of their livestock in order to meet the new carbon standards that they have. I mean, this has really gotten crazy. Now, they've taken to the streets. They're over there right now kicking up some dust. All the tractors and everyone, they're clogging up the streets, and they're literally trying to put farmers out of business and have only government-owned agriculture. They recognize the attack, because the whole food chain is very delicate right now, and what's happening here in the States is happening in other countries, and we should note that because it's not unique to us. The attack is actually from the same people, right? The globalists, the World Economic Forum, and that type, they're the ones that are wreaking havoc. I tell people, go look up the IMF food riots. All right, this
got
is some
two agendas, Dave. Two agendas. One of them is they want to put Kerry in as president, the Democrat president, because, well, he's already been Secretary of State. He ran for president, blah blah blah, he. He's one of the four people that has kids involved in the Ukraine, making money off the Ukraine.
Yeah, I know. Well, that ass clown just came out and said that we're transitioning to a green shipping now. That's impossible. This maniac doesn't know what he's talking about. You take what he just said and combine it with the rantings and mumblings of Biden. I mean, this is a I don't know. It's almost a declaration of war against us.
He was right there with Obama. He's sitting beside him, and they were consulting each other and fighting over what's the best way to do it. They wanted the same thing. And so now we got O'Biden.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
But this Kerry guy has been appointed special envoy for climate change.
Yeah.
And he's going off the world shaking hands with all the leaders of countries so they'll know who he is.
Yeah. Oh, he's a complete globalist nitwit, right up to his eyeballs in the Council on Foreign Relations and all that crap. But I'm sorry to the whole rest of the nation. I mean, the Republicans here in Massachusetts didn't do crap to stop people like that from advancing. And all I can do is, you know, be an apologist, you know, for a party that has become impotent because they keep on acquiescing away. And I see very similar flavors around the rest of the country of other, you know, where they just bargain away your rights. You got a candidate next door to you over in Arizona running for governor. She's a little firecracker, that one.
Yeah, prophets are praying for Texas and Arizona. I said, oh, thank you. But I wanted to say that I was kind of looking forward to Trump because he owns the patents of real Tesla patents that his grandfather had. And there are ways out there. There have been ways to get cheap energy for years, but they didn't want it to happen.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I know. I know two people personally.
I don't know if patents will go.
I know two people personally. One of them was my grandfather's childhood friend. They grew up together when I was a child. I grew up, and this guy was my next-door neighbor right across the street. And he was a whiz with motors. And he actually tried to patent he had a vehicle that would get, you know, better mileage than a motorcycle, for crying out loud. And he got bought out by the government. And they told him he'd spend the rest of his life in jail if he leaked it out. And he's only one of two that I know personally. So, yes, we could do better, but that's independence. You know, it ties in nicely with where we are, is that means independence in so many ways. If you were running a business and, you know, say your fuel cost, your energy cost are $3,500 a month. All right, that's pretty significant. What if you were able to make a $3,500 investment in hardware and equipment and be able to have endless power for the full tax year? Can you imagine what that would mean? That innovative energy would go into advancing the business.
I believe that if we got right with God, you know, the Bible talks about witty inventions. And there's so much stuff out there now, and I'm thinking, I bet you they got a battery that'll fit all my old flashlights, but it depends on those heavy things, not the new ones. They'll make it so it won't fit in the new one, I mean the old one. So the point is that free energy or cheap energy is there, but people don't care enough. It says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. When it follows is because they reject knowledge, they reject God.
They pretty much choose to live in the dark. The fear motivates them, and they use, you know, that's their motivator in life. And you know, look at them, look at us. I mean, you know, I'll have to say, I tolerated tolerable tyrannies myself. I just came to a point where I had to say no more. I'm going to push back on all forms, and it does become a way of life, and you've got to motivate the people around you. There's too many sleepy little sheeple out there, and we've all got to do our part to try to get through to them. Hit them in the hot button issues, the things that they're...
We had a better more than this one. Saturday night, they either got to get all their chores done because women got to work too, or they can't pay their taxes, and you know how it is. So they want to get ready for the next week and go to church. And kind of hard to think and do all that stuff.
Well, yeah, I agree. But do you got any parting comments for Independence Day?
Well, the founding fathers said that we're supposed to have fireworks, and I believe it, but I don't know how many of them will get canceled. There wasn't any in Washington until Trump came, and he had so many you couldn't even hardly see through the sky, you know.
Yeah, we got to run up to New Hampshire to get ours. Yeah, in Massachusetts, they don't let us have much fun here. So for things like menthol cigarettes and fireworks, we go up and we engage in commerce up in New Hampshire. Well, thanks for the call, Pat. I appreciate it. Have a happy Independence Day and motivate the people around you.
I live in a Hispanic neighborhood. They've been shooting off fireworks for 3 days.
Yeah, me too.
Me too.
I went from a country setting to an urban setting here temporarily, and I've got exactly that. But you know what? I'm going to psych them up. They're in this too. They're in this too. So, good stuff. Happy Independence Day to you, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you for the call, Pat.
Thank you. Oh. Bye.
Bye-bye. Yep. So, yeah, we've got a monumental problem. Spending is out of control. These guys are right off their leash, completely off their leash. 800 million to Ukraine, and you know there's all kinds of buy-offs are going to happen there. You know, some of it will make it back to the coffers of these politicians, no doubt. All right. But, you know, there is some good news. There is some good news. I mean, the Dutch pushing back, that's some good news. I wish it would make the news more often. Why I'm mentioning it now is, you know, go to Google, type in DuckDuckGo, and do a search for Dutch farmers protest. All right, for those that are hanging out in the stream, I posted the link up there to an article I was reading just before I came on the air. Pretty interesting stuff. And if you go and read it, it talks about these Orwellian cutbacks, like 30% of their cattle I'm talking about. And there are other times they're trying to buy these farms out, a one-time buyout offer to just make them shut up and go away. I mean, they're really pushing this stuff. But as they talk about how they're selectively choosing the farms that they're focusing on, where their priority is, oh, boy, does this start to line up with something really familiar for me? Well, they talk about certain areas where climate justice is of concern. Now, I told you several weeks ago that just, you know, to follow through with things that I recommend others do, that I do myself. Now, I've read my own regional land use plan cover to cover several times, but it's been a while, so I went back to freshen up here. And they have prioritized in the towns in their district, but, you know, what one regional planning commission is just a mirror of the others next to it. They're all cut from the same poison cookie cutter. Well, right after the break.
Are your feet way down a heavy shoe? Could that be the time to wear them? A bit like Elvis. Well, a good groove make you shake your...
Post- Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Talk about some of the parallels. Just before the break, I was talking about the protests by the farmers over in the Netherlands, all right, Dutch country. They're being asked to do away with up to 30% of their livestock. All right, I think there's like 100 million head of cattle and chickens and all kinds of stuff that come from this particular region, right? It's not that it's, you know, agriculturally insignificant at all. But as I was reading the articles on this, and I'm going to go back and borrow some of the language right from it, where the government has admitted that some of the farms have to shut down in areas which are particularly vulnerable to the impact of nitrogen-based pollutions and blah, blah, blah. But what I tuned into was, and you read over it really quick, in areas of particularly vulnerable. And they're breaking it down into areas that they're going after these farmers. And, you know, sensitive to who? To what population? Well, that as soon as I read this, I went back and I thought, because I gleaned right through my regional land use plan here in Massachusetts for the actual turf that I'm at. There's 43 towns that they create off-the-shelf, prepackaged stuff. All of the grants from the state go through these entities and then into your town. So if your town isn't green enough and sustainable enough and Agenda 21 and 2030 enough, then you don't get the grants. All right, but if you let them, they'll package everything up and they'll say, okay, we can do this project here and that project there. So now they can devalue the property across the whole area, okay, and do their selective projects. And if they can't buy people out, and we had a caller last week on the show from Texas who was pretty much in this position where a lot of ranches and property around him were scooped up and purchased, and they continue to put, because that's a higher tax burden on those that are left. And it, and if they do something, if there's, they devalue the rest of the property, it's just a horrible combination. But what they've done, and what I saw in my regional land use plan here, was an echo of this. And what they were doing here, in my case, in Massachusetts, and you're going to find this everywhere. When I told you the ooze, all that socialist crap that started in Santa Cruz, California, in Massachusetts, all that Agenda 21 stuff just festered in this poison taproot in the east and west, there they are. Well, what they've done is they've put an environmental justice zone. As you remember, I did a search for single-family home or private property rights, and I was getting goose eggs. But I kept seeing this term environmental justice, and I plugged that in, and boy, howdy, did I get something. I don't know, 60, 70, 80 hits. It was some huge number. It was all about environmental justice, social justice, economic justice. All right, economic justice. And you go and read everything that they talked about in terms of economic justice. And, you know, again, I like to step back, and I encourage everyone to do the same thing, is rather than starting the discussion, wallowing in the weeds of their details, I step back and first ask myself, is this anything government should even be involved in? You know, ask yourself the fundamental question, what do you have when government controls the means of production? I mean, that simple, you know, again, go to Google, type in DuckDuckGo, and do a search for government that control means of production. And I'll give you a hint. It's communism. It's communism. All right, but they, you know, they don't call it that. They call it economic justice. They put other window dressing on it, and they pre-plan, government pre-plans and pigeonholes money into things. It will succeed because they will talk to their buddies at the Federal Reserve, and all the little parasites in the food chain, they all get lined up, and they'll hit the print button, and in come the money, in come the tethers, all right? You don't get nothing for free. Sorry. So these environmental zones now, these are environmental justice zones. These are where they have identified private property and industry in an area where they want to put their stack 'em and pack 'em smart growth, low income living cubicles. All right, because you got a whole bunch of useless do-nothings right now. They're going to graduate high school without any ambition or even will to go to work. Not that there's a really huge, promising, vibrant market for them to go and begin working in. All right, so we got to put all the POGs up somewhere, and we'll give them rations. And they keep, you know, BlackRock keeps buying up your properties out in the throughout the nation, buying residential properties, not putting them into production. In other words, they're not people are not living in them. They buy them and they sit on them, or they tear them down. You know, they're creating artificial scarcity. It's how you know, economics 101 here. You know, the free market economics is what it is. Supply and demand, that dictates price. You know, what happens when you have scarcities of things? What can you expect? This is all basic stuff. Step back, have a look. You'll see, you know, we when we go in and start talking about this crap in the details of their mush-mouth socialist nonsense, we've already chosen a path. We're discussing the details on their path. We've got to back up. We're going to get the hell out, back up and say, wait just a minute. Wait just one pocket picking minute here. I think we can do this a lot more directly with the funding. I am not so sure that we need bike lanes in a town center that's been struggling for parking for decades. And to where? A rail trail that goes to nowhere? That's what we had in the town I just left. Unbelievable. You know, it's like the bridge to nowhere up in Alaska. Remember that? Sarah Palin? Bridge to nowhere. And then we found out later, well, there's the road to the bridge to nowhere. You know, kind of like that. So anyways, you had these beautiful display of all kinds of graphs, and you know how humans are really quite the scourge on this planet, but we're doing everything we can here because we're all responsible and we want to be sustainable, and we know how much social justice means to our community. So yes, it is there, alive and well, oozing into the cities and towns of this entire commonwealth. Environmental justice zones. So if you've got a business or live in a home that you own straight out, paid up on your taxes, whatever, you may be in an area that they've got other plans for. Maybe your business, your ESG score, remember that environmental social governance? I challenged you all to call your own bank. All right? Even just you know, that's why I say call your own bank. Say, oh, could I get an account balance, please? Okay, thank you. Oh, by the way, I heard something, some update or an email or something I got about ESG scores. What's that about? Do you participate in that? And ask them. And if they do, your bank is going to treat very punitively those people that do not toe the green line and the social justice line too. So if you've got a business in one of these zones where they might have pick a demographic of people that they've tried to weaponize against us. Brown people, black people, trans people, I mean, whatever. If this is a environmental justice zone and your town accepts that, then everybody around you are in trouble. You're a business, you probably won't be for long. You are not going to have a great big nice house for yourself. You're in a zone where it is now been deemed to be socially unacceptable for you to have such a nice home while others do not have homes. So we'll either convert it to a boarding house or a halfway house for addicts or who knows? Who knows? But you won't have it. They'll take it outright. You're in a redevelopment zone of some sort. And very well is part of it. They obviously want to redevelop that to something that's more environmentally just. Well, you wait and see. I know I'm going to find out about it here first and early. And I told you right from the very first show that I did on Republic Broadcasting Network. All right, I knew Massachusetts got a real crappy reputation around the nation for being a blue state and hopeless, but that really is only our legislature and then the rig system that keeps them in place. Okay, it's not the people. It isn't. There's even some normal Democrats out there, and I always try to give those guys some wiggle room because. The Democrat Party, the party apparatus, I'm doing my little quote bunny ears here, the party needs resistance from within. At least I am going to acknowledge it. There's still some normal, sane Democrats out there that really just like to help people. And I think those are the types of Democrats when you put them in a room together with other people and you throw out a whole bunch of ideas and try to achieve that goal, maybe through avenues that they originally didn't think of, you know, real debate. I know I've sat in on and created committees that did absolutely wonderful work. And they came from, all kinds of, people are individuals, But those days are gone. Things have gotten so polarized. That type of environment, it's really hard to do. But these Democrats that have, and I'm not saying they shouldn't get away unscathed, as I said last week, and I'm going to repeat it now. This should be I'm trying to make my own little movement here, a Punish Progressives 2024. All right, punish all of them, every last one of them. All right, especially the ones that are the major just blatant commies. I don't know what to tell you. Absolutely, make sure that they are challenged. But all up and down the food chain, even those minor Democrats, don't vote for a single Democrat. Let the ones that are quiet and at the bottom and think they're just going to slide in again quietly, let them not get elected specifically because of their silence, for being tepid. As a Christian, I know that the Lord does not like tepid people. There's at least a tiny molecule of integrity with just simply declaring, I am not with you, God. I oppose you. And it's just saying so. But it's these tepid people that will allow evil to take place around them. And the Democrats, even the ones that are normal, you should have been loud. You should have risen together at some point while you still had some numbers and opposed this stuff as being radical, because it is. There are proposals every week that come out, things that come out of the mouths of our public servants that is evidence that should get them indicted and thrown in the slammer. Treasonous, seditious, insurrectionist. blatant evidence that they're doing it with impunity. use that word last week again. I say exercise your rights with impunity, because it really is the rights, your natural rights from God. There is nothing higher. There is nothing higher. Therefore, you can and should and shall exercise your rights with impunity. It's the only place where that relationship, where that can exist. The government doing what it wants with impunity is treasonous. Period. I'm going to put a little period at the end. You know, and then a whole big string of question marks. And now what? You know, people say, yeah, I know. And we'll get into, you know, campfire debates, and we'll hate on the government and give a million examples of where we know that they went rogue. Criminals within them that should be prosecuted, sentenced. All right? We talk about it. We joke about it. Period. You know, that's it? Really? Oh, yeah, they poked me right in the eye with another sharp stick today. Oh, really? Yeah, and you gonna do anything about it? No. We expect they'll probably poke us in the other eye tomorrow. So, yeah, okay. That's not working well, America. It's not working well. Take it from someone who's got an environmental justice zone to deal with here. All the businesses that I like to support, that provide products and services, that live within these zones. Well, you know, if you have, you're a roofer and you're driving a pickup truck that runs on fossil fuel, don't think that your ESG score against someone in a Agenda 21 living cubicle who's got a bicycle is his main means of transportation. You're in a zone that's a, you know, we don't like your kind around here. And you'll be gone. You won't be able to get a loan to fix your truck if it breaks down. They don't really care if it costs you thousands of dollars for missed deadlines or whatever. You know, if you need anything, if you want to expand, let's say you're actually doing okay and you want to expand, go to the bank. I see no reason why they wouldn't. Well, you haven't been introduced to your ESG score yet. Oh, by the way, you're in an environmental justice area. I don't have to say you wait. It's here. It's here. All you got to do is go look and check, and you'll see it. All right, when you peel back the curtain, it's going to be right there staring right back at you. Staring right back at you. It's not coming. It's not around the corner. It's not next year. It's not a decade from now. You're living within it. It's oozing under your doors. Government's in your bedroom. They're in your pocket. They're telling you how to put additions and improvements in your house. You got to go and file paperwork with them for everything. They're plugging you into a smart grid. Every stinking appliance you got, from your wristwatch to your dryer to your modem to your TV to your stove to your fridge, your water pump, everything. Everything will have an IP address and reported back. And you will be charged based on your carbon footprint. They're going to extrapolate your carbon footprint out of it. They're going to tax the snot right out of you. They're going to report that into the ESG network, which is everywhere. It's everywhere. It's not just the banks. I hope I didn't disillusion you. It's oozing everywhere. If you're going to a university or a college, it will be measured. Maybe you want to go buy a car. We're new or used, it doesn't matter, because they are plugged in. They're going to be reporting back that you're the one that bought that gas guzzler. You're going to be in the system before you roll out the friggin' driveway. But buying that car requires you go to the bank first, and I told you, you know, if your ESG score wasn't bad enough the first time, it will be the next time. Friggin' Rockefellers, you know, a couple of years ago, bragging that they were going to control the food supply here, change it. Now, that was their word. They were going to change the food supply in the United States. And the transformation's taking place right now. The attack on farming, there should be a backlash from every level of government. Entire states, if it's they got the gonads. And if they don't, the communities, the people that know and love these farmers, they should give them the finger. They should give them the finger and nope, we're actually going to just keep right on going. In fact, I'm so damn angry, I'm not even reporting and filing a whole bunch of your stupid paperwork. The only paperwork I'm doing is I'm going to send a check to the guy to send me fertilizer and things I need. He's going to send me a receipt, and I don't need you. Start supplying and pushing for local food supplies. I don't know. Energy, a large amount of that, we're at the mercy of the federal government. And only because of our own acquiescence, though. Again, a lot of the blame falls on us because we just tolerated a lot to get ourselves here. Now, our grid is sensitive. You know, that's been known. That's no secret. And as one of the callers tonight talked about and mentioned the brownouts that were going through Texas. Now, Texas had a couple of its coal plants shut down completely. They're bought up and offline, and that's it. One of the biggest ones there is doing constant double duty, just trying to keep up. I don't know. It's horrible to watch the wilting, to see such a great nation and you know, capitalism. People like to fault it right now, and it's easy to do. But again, if you go into those weeds and start your discussion there, you're pretty much screwed. So back up a little bit. So you want to talk about capitalism? Well, this is not what was set forth for us. This is an absolute perversion of it. All right, government's intervention here. One of the few things they're supposed to do involving commerce is to prevent monopolies. Okay, if they can prevent that from happening, because monopolies do not benefit the consumer. All right, it seems good in the beginning, but then as they grow and they grab everything up, then they come down and those cheap prices go right the hell through the roof, out of control. And they have no roof, nothing to stop them, no other competition. So government is there to apply the slightest touch of regulation to prevent monopolies from occurring. There's all kinds of laws already on the books for almost any other crime that could be committed. There's due process and things in place to deal with it. You know, what we're seeing now is a complete perversion. We haven't, it worked under a true, unhindered free market. We did see some of the the spark of it, there was absolutely an era. I mean, if you look at America, the 200 plus years that we've been here, it's a very young nation. And what we have been able to accomplish and do because of that whole set that we put together, the freedoms and liberties that we each have as individuals, the uniqueness, the thing, the one thing. And if people listen to this show for any length of time, I swear I'm going to drum this in your head. The one thing that makes you America unique amongst all the nations of the world is that here every single individual, because rights are individual, not collective, every individual has the absolute right of private property ownership. They can own their own thing. The government can't take their bicycle. Not without due process. Their neighbor can't steal their car or their lawnmower. You can't. You have the absolute right and can defend that property. That's what makes things different here. And it is. And also, the other thing about property ownership is that whoever owns and controls the property is the one who extracts the wealth from it. So for those few years, those few decades where we really kind of had an unbridled, a little taste of what could be, we had enormous growth in a very short amount of time. You know, the wind was in our sails. There was nothing in the way. Innovative entrepreneurs and brilliant people, unhindered, all right, with their full set of liberties and freedoms, all right, big slathered layers of government wasn't in the way. There wasn't permits. There wasn't code enforcement officers. None of that. They had a good idea and went with it. If it was, in fact, a good idea and worked, they sometimes became rich, and that's okay. Because they made that invention of theirs, that thought in their head, become something that was useful to us, the consumer, that made our lives easier. It had value to us. I don't mind people being rich, and you shouldn't either, as long as they're providing a good product or service, and they use some of that wealth to roll back into the company, maybe to have a bigger reach, hire more people, and, you know, jobs. That's a good thing, right? Boy, I wish we had a free market back. That is not what we have. Don't let anyone come up to you and say, oh, free markets don't work. Look at what you got here. And they give you all kinds of horrible examples of things that have happened and have actually happened. But rather than blaming it on free market economics, blame it on government. 100% of the time, the fingerprints of government are all over it. And it tracks back to bad government policy where they tried to legislate themselves into the revenue stream, leverage it for control purposes. You know, government's like a 5-year-old, like constantly slapping their hand. No. Bad government. Bad. This is none of your business. All right, remember that. Article 1, Section 8. Back right up. Don't start the debate down their path, talking their language in their terms. All right, get off from these paths that are leading us to destruction. If you want there to be power in the power line so that you can hear my Independence Day show next year, you darn well better get up and stop tolerating these little tyrannies. I mean, you have no choice. The tyrannies aren't little anymore. They're big. They're growing, and you better stand now, because it's not going to be a time. I don't have regrets. All right. I am not going to be one of those people that looks back and says, I really wish I had started fighting back then. You need to come to that resolve and convince yourself. As always, I really do suggest that you go out and do authentic research. Look at the issues, dig into the credibility of the science, look at both sides, those that are staunch opposed and staunch in support. Look at both sides and what information they bring to the table. Convince yourself you've been lied to, and then stand with us. The Nation of Patriots out there, folks. They've been involved in a lot of different projects and movements, but they're still there. 2 hours went by quick. Boy, I sure do enjoy spending Saturday with you folks. I do love and appreciate you all. Tune in every Saturday from 10 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. And as always, go check us out on Rumble, Red Pill Politics over there. And you can play around the text chat with us. And, share the love. All right, fly your flags high. Keep your powder dry. Love each other out there.
Been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.